Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Are you an optimist or a pessimist? Do you see the glass as half full or half empty? Recent studies have shown that it seems to pay off to be an optimist. Indeed, a 2022 article from the Masterclass website cites studies that show optimists not only have better mental health, but better physical health. A positive attitude correlated with a lower risk of cardiac events. In spite of these benefits, I have to admit I'm usually tending towards the pessimistic side. For example, during the 2020 to the 21 school year, which of course took place during the COVID pandemic, every time I talked to the Board of Regents chairman, he asked me how everything was going. I said, my response was, things seem to be okay now, but let's just see if we can get through the next 2 weeks. Well, of course we did. Such pessimism, unfortunately, even got me the name Eeyore from some of my coworkers at my previous place of employment. Prof. Gallarud, though, I think he seems more like a positive individual. At least, he rightly chose an optimistic theme for the high school this year. Rejoice, this is the day the Lord has made. This theme, which echoes Psalm 118, verse 24, reminds us of the true optimism that we are blessed with through our faith in Christ. There are definitely things that we can be optimistic about at the beginning of this new school year. Students have a fresh slate with all their classes. Everyone can end up with an A. We can be optimistic about renewing old friendships and making new ones. Indeed, maybe this is the year we ask that special person out and he or she actually says yes. Maybe this is the year we finally make varsity or become an all-conference athlete. Faculty and staff are optimistic as well. Maybe this year every single lesson plan will work perfectly. Perhaps this year I will always be caught up on my grading. Or maybe this year we'll have no problems with any of the rules or regulations. The dress code will be understood and obeyed so perfectly that it won't even need to be mentioned. At the opening service, it was noted that this year marks the 60th anniversary of the move of ILC to the campus here in Eau Claire. We're thankful again for our early church leaders who had the faith to prioritize an educational institution and recognize the wonderful property here that God has provided for our school. We can look around campus and see how all the improvements of the facilities that have occurred throughout the years and recognize God's hand in preserving and sustaining this campus. In addition, our high school enrollment has increased by 10% over last year, and our college enrollment remains as robust as it has been in years. Based on these factors, it seems like we have every right to be optimistic about the future of Emmanuel as well. As we enter into the sixth week of the semester, though, how has our optimism held up? Students have forgotten or just plain ignored assignments. They have disobeyed rules or been disrespectful. Even with our best friends, we have had disagreements and perhaps struggled to meet new friends or have been excluded from friend group. I'm sure that not everyone who wanted to make the varsity volleyball team made it or plays as much as she wants. Teachers have not always given their utmost efforts in class preparation or grading, or have lost their patience with students. Faculty and staff have failed to treat everyone with Christian love and have been imperfect in trying to enforce rules and regulations. Even as optimistic as our enrollment figures may be, they're not what they have been in the past. Furthermore, with many pastoral retirements imminent, we only have one student in the last 2 years of pre-theology and only one student in seminary. What's happened to that optimism we may have felt at the beginning of the year? Well, as long as we continue to look at ourselves or what we see as our accomplishments here on this earth, we'll quickly discover that such optimism is fleeting. We will face struggles and difficulties in this world, physical or mental problems, financial hardships, relationship problems, and a whole host of other issues. In fact, Jesus even said, "In the world, you will have tribulation." These issues all stem from the same source, sin. And our biggest problem is sin and the eternal death it leads to. Just think of all the days we begin in the morning vowing to do better in our Christian walk of faith, only to find that we sin immediately and repeatedly throughout the day. It can be so discouraging to wrestle with particular sin or weakness and continue to find ourselves yielding to that temptation. Along with the Apostle Paul, we say, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" When we look to God, though, and recognize what he has done for us, through faith we discover true optimism. Yes, we will face difficulties and challenges, but we are assured that the God who made this world is still in control and cares for us, his dear children. In that sense, then, we should always be optimistic. Jesus did promise that in this world you will have tribulation, but then he added, "But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Furthermore, those things we should be most pessimistic about, our sins and the eternal death it leads to, they have also been taken care of through Christ's death and resurrection, which purchased for us the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. We can wake up every day knowing that we are redeemed children of God and that he has given us this day to serve him in gladness. There can be no better source of optimism than this. Prayers of school are requested for Kate Sowers, wife of Pastor Rob Sowers of Emmanuel Lutheran in Winter Haven. She has been diagnosed with a rare form of lymphoma. We pray, "Dear Lord Jesus, you are the great physician, both of body and soul. We lift our hearts to you this day on behalf of your beloved servant, who is facing acute and daunting physical challenges. Be with the medical personnel who attend her needs. Grant them wisdom and skill. Preserve your servant from extraordinary pain or suffering. Grant success to her medical treatment and perfect healing to her body, according to your gracious will. Above all, strengthen her faith and that of those who love her, so that all involved may rest their confidence in you alone for help and healing both of body and soul. We ask it in your name. Amen." There will be an announcement after chapel. We'll close with hymn 10, verses 1, 2, and 4. Hymn 10, verses 1, 2, and 4.